Hey there, it's Jet Teeley, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and the executive chef of Pak Pao Thai in Dallas. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And welcome back. Sadly, it is the concluding segment of our pre-Thanksgiving show on the SoCal Restaurant Show. But the better news is we'll be right back with you next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And happy to pick up our conversation with proprietor winemaker Seth Kripe of Lola Wines, based in Calistoga. Seth, welcome back, and thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Andy. Glad to be here.
Thanks, Seth. You have a unique tasting room in Calistoga. Everyone I know that's been there, Seth, and unfortunately it's still on my list, but hopefully next year when I'm back in the Napa Valley, they just rave about the environment. And it's in a historic property. So give us a little bit of a hint about what goes on in the Lola tasting room and what the building is.
Yeah, so it's a little bit unique for Napa, I think, in that it's very small. It's not a big, lavish estate, but it's small and soulful, so it kind of speaks to who we are, I feel like. And the house was built in 1892, so it's pretty historic. It was really run down when I got the property in 2014, but we've done our best to fix it up and preserve the sort of unique history of the place. So it's a small little brick house as you enter the town of Calistoga, and we have this cool little backyard area that we tore out this old vineyard, and I took the old redwood stakes at every vine and built this fence around the property. And so it has this sort of New Orleans, like old world burgundy backyard kind of feel there. And so, but it's right in the town of Calistoga, so it's within walking distance to everything. But so, yeah, and we present the wines there, and we kind of present wines in a genuine familial, my wife is there, my mom is there, setting, which is kind of rare here anymore in the corporate big luxury wineries of Napa. And so I think people like that sort of small family story, and we make some unique wines that we, like I was saying before, we try to present the wines as interesting, thought-provoking, and really portray our passion for the winemaking process, the grapes we grow, and hopefully people can at least appreciate that and what we do and our journey in this wine business. And so, yeah, I think people find it really, really unique. And then the food pairings are sort of another thing that really set us apart, which we can go into also, which is the Botarga and the Conservas.
Yes, well, Seth, that is, as they say, a good transition. So our listeners know you are also in the seafood business and helping out some fishermen that are in need in the area where you grew up. So tell us about Botarga, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners are not familiar with it, but boy, is that delicious, particularly in pasta, Seth.
Yeah, so Botarga, I wasn't familiar with it either, but we grew up in Florida. So I grew up in a fishing village like Anna Marie Island, Cortez, and all my childhood friends are fishermen. My family is all, a lot of my family is all still there. And so I kind of have always kept in touch with everybody through this time. And when I moved to Napa, after I was finishing up at Camus, it was kind of timing. I went to an event at the French Laundry, and I was on the way down there, I was talking to my childhood friends, driving from Rutherford to Yountville, and it was in November. The fishing season was just starting up, which was the big season where everybody makes their living in the winters from mullet fishing for the roe that goes overseas. But none of us would ever eat the roe or think about what the roe would be made into overseas. It was really just a pricing commodity that would sustain the living down there. And so on the way down to after years in Napa and kind of getting more into the food scene, the fine food scene, I guess you could say, I was going to this event at the French Laundry, talking to my childhood friends about on the way down there just catching up, and they're like, yeah, the fishing prices are down again. We're getting paid 80 cents a pound. It's going to be a terrible year. Like, kind of really upset about the whole thing. I showed up to the French Laundry, and like one of the first courses, they were like, we have this really rare delicacy tonight. We just got it in from Italy. It's called Botarga, and it's from gray mullet roe that's salt cured and dried like a caviar. And so immediately it was like a light bulb. I'm like, this is what they're making from the stuff where we grew up. And they're getting $300 a pound. And and my friends are getting 80 cents a pound for the whole fish. And so anyway, it became this like big second passion in my life. And so in the early days of Lola, I started going back down to Florida because harvest would end here and the fishing season would start in November, December down there. And so yeah, we started producing Botarga, and we were the first producer in the U.S., which is a salt-cured, dried fish roe that has a similar flavor profile to to caviar, although it's processed a little bit different of a way. And so it's been this tremendous journey that I would have never expected that I would be back in my hometown doing something with fishing. But it's been a real tremendous journey that we started producing Botarga, trying to add value to those products to sort of lift the fishery and pay the fishermen more money. And then it kind of reverberated through the food scene in the last 10 years. And so that's how I've met a lot of the great chefs and been able to do a lot of these cool events, like where I met you, Andy. And so it's been really cool. So now we sell it all over the country and we have distribution, and then we feature it at our tasting room as part of our story and as the pairings with our wine.
Seth, again, really marvelous story. Tell us a little bit more about how you pair the Botarga with your wines at the tasting room, because that's something a little different too.
Yeah. So we actually serve Botarga typically used grated kind of like Parmesan as an accent to dishes and to pasta, as you mentioned earlier, very traditional in Italy. And a lot of chefs use it grated on to kind of add this kick of umami, salty, seafood character to various dishes, white beans, bitter greens, salads, things like that. And so for us, the most historic Western writings about Botarga were from the 16th century London, and they would eat it as a aperitif, basically, that was sliced with butter and untoasted bread. So the butter sort of balances out the brininess of the Botarga itself. And so we serve it that way at the tasting room as part of homage to historical writings and also sort of an easy balance for people to ease their way into it. But once you get a taste for Botarga, it's the same as caviar. You'll eat it like a candy bar. It becomes addictive. It's pretty amazing.
Seth, I concur wholeheartedly. Seth, in terms of the tasting room in Calistoga, is this by appointment? What else do our listeners need to know so the next time they're up Calistoga way, they can pay you a visit?
Yeah, it's by appointment is best. We've gotten pretty busy this last year, which has been, we're very thankful for after the tough years we've had. But it's, we do have walk-ins. If you come into town and stop by, sometimes we'll have availability, but it's best to just give us a heads up because we do try to make the experience very personalized and sort of in depth with everything that we do. And so to showcase those passions for the wine and the Botarga and the fish company. So it's best to make a reservation. Take reservations from 11 to 3 Wednesday through Monday. So we're closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Got it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Seth Kripe, the winemaker and proprietor for Lola Wines in Calistoga. Seth, thanks for the time, and also thank you for supporting the Careers Through Culinary Arts program. We definitely look forward to following your progress.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome. Before we say goodbye, I do want to mention that I was just at a preview event this week for the Long Beach International Tamales Festival, which is coming up on December the 5th. Haley Nguyen, who heads the culinary arts program at Long Beach City College, her students are involved in the event. They've actually created some very interesting tamales that will be part of the event. Also, Victor Juarez, who is the executive chef at the Hotel Maya in Long Beach with their Fuego restaurant, they actually hosted the media preview event for the Long Beach International Tamales Festival, and he has developed a couple special tamales for the festival. There also will be a competition for the best tamales from home tamale makers that will be judged by Chef Haley and Chef Juarez. So that's definitely going to be fun. As part of the event, there are going to be a lot of tequila. Actually, there are going to be many different restaurants that are pairing their tamales that are available for sale. There'll also be other types of vendors that tie into the holidays. Tequila tasting, live music, dancing, family activities, and three full bars. So, you can imagine it is going to be a fun event. And again, the homemade tamales contest. All the information, tickets are on sale right now at a couple levels, but it's www.lbtamalesfest.com. So again, lbtamalesfest.com. pluralfest.com, and we will be previewing the event again on December 4th, the day before the event, but it is an afternoon and evening event, and definitely going to be a lot of fun. Food fans, that's our show. A tip of the toque to my on-the-road co-host, Chef Andrew Gruhl. A salute to Aaron here at Angel Stadium and Technical Excellence. Kudos also to Adam Bell on social media. Post-Thanksgiving, we got a big show for you next Saturday, and happy Thanksgiving to all in the meantime. We're proudly presented to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Doctors in the Dugout with Alan Beyer, MD, and Jonathan Kaplan, MD, takes the field next, but I think Dr. Jonathan is doing it solo today. Again, the happiest of Thanksgivings to you and your family. Dine well, be safe, and we'll be back next Saturday. We'll be right back.